Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And last week in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we were taught that the flesh presses on the believer. The Holy Spirit is there to oppose the flesh. You better follow along with that one today. And then have prayerful determination to walk in the Spirit. Now we begin to understand the fight. You see, God never in any way, at any times, feels sorry for the flesh and then give it a place. Instead of sorry for the flesh, He gives us the Spirit so that we may be holy and be right. And He gives us enablement. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But friend, I've got to allow Christ to strengthen me. Now that takes us right there into, now again, there's no compromise in anything with the flesh and the world between God and His holiness. You see, this world is anti-God. Evolution is anti-God. Creation is pro-God. Theistic evolution tried to act like, well, okay, I'm going to recognize both. You see, that was a compromiser. And it's satanically inspired attack on God's word and the people of God that it deceives. You see, the flesh latches onto the word liberty and also perverts the word grace, turning it into lasciviousness, as Jude verse 4 foretells and warns us against. People gambling and whatever else excites the flesh. Of course, that is also the devil, who is a liar, and the father of it, for he is a deceiver from the beginning. What does he lie about? He lies about liberty, Bible liberty. He always applies that which pertains to the Spirit. He always applies it to the flesh and not the Spirit. And it breaks our heart when people have been deceived by that. Now, my friend, let me also just say this. Satan is a deceiver. But stop listening to him. Stop listening to him. Stop entertaining those things that tell you, well, hey, pay attention. Just reason this out with me. And listen, Satan will twist the scriptures to get you to jump on board with him. When the flesh presses hard on the believer with its evil seductions, the Holy Spirit is there for the saved person to oppose the flesh and to give victory over it, so we don't obey the flesh and thus sin. But we've got to walk in the Spirit and access the Spirit. He gives us that freedom to do so. The Holy Spirit places the course of conduct in the heart of a believer as he meditates in God's Word. The flesh opposes and tries to place a thought and a desire in the believer that keeps him from obeying the Spirit. That is why we must always walk in the Word. As Psalms 119 105 tells us that we have in our broadcast here every day, thy word is a lamp unto my feet shows me what I am right now, and a light into my path shows me the way to go. But also, verse 11, thy word have I hid mine heart, that I might not sin against God. Remember, the power of the old nature and the devils who try to influence us are very compelling and deceitful. Its favorite terminology may be, it's not that bad. It may say, well, look, if we do this, we may win some souls. Can I tell you this, and don't get mad at me until you've heard me give you the Bible verse behind it. Do you realize that we're not out to win souls? Instead, we're out to change them. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And you see, this preaching, and I've gotten letters from evangelists who at one time were strong preachers, said, you know, we can't hit these hot button sin and doctrinal issues because people aren't going to get saved. No, preaching the word may bring persecution, rejection, opposition, but without the preached word, as it is to men as they are, the people can get a religion, but they won't get saved. And that takes us right into verse 18. And in verse 18, it says, but if we be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. So we see the fight in this literal difference in verses 16 through 26. If a person is continually being directed by the Spirit of God from the inside, then he has no need of being directed down life's path by an external guardrail. Now, Christians having the Holy Spirit guiding and directing him or her as they are listening to him via the Word of God, then that Christian will automatically be living in the Word of God, by the Word of God, and you might even say the rules of the Word of God. You'll have a higher standard than they had even in the Old Testament. And it'll be a good standard. You see, this reminds me of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 again. Our reasonable service, being holy and acceptable in him, is reasonable service. The Greek word there is a form for the word worth. The word for service, the Greek word, has in it the root of worship. Making your body holy and acceptable unto God is reasonable worship. The Bible tells, for an example, a lady not to wear that that pertaineth to a harlot, that that would stir the lust and make a man think, what is her price? To think lustful thoughts. If you dress in a way to draw the attention of men to you in a physical manner, some ladies are beautiful, beautiful to look upon, but they can dress modestly. But when they're dressing seductively, whether they admit it or not, and whether they would give in or not, it is to dress as a harlot. And therefore, when you do that, then your body and your life is not worshiping the God of heaven who is holy, who is righteous, who is separate from sinners. That is why this passage shows the Holy Spirit leading. Again, as verse 16, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That lady is got a desire for men to look at her. She has a desire to compete with other ladies because she's afraid her husband's going to be looking at these other ladies. But if you walk in the Spirit, you will fulfill the lust of the flesh. If not, if you're not going to walk in the Spirit, then law is needed because you're going to walk in a way that pleases the flesh. We have a dress standard at our Christian school. I can guarantee you that if we didn't have that dress standard and enforce it so that kids are sent home, they'd be there in miniskirts. Some would be coming in their pajamas or whatever else. And because if they're not walking in the Spirit, then the flesh would direct them to do that. You see, walking in the Spirit will help convict your flesh when things are wrong. Even if you can't think of a verse at the moment that says, oh, this is wrong because the Bible says this, the Holy Spirit will show you that which is holy and that which is not. He'll give you discernment. Ask Him to give you discernment between the holy and the unholy. Ask God by His Spirit to give you discernment between righteousness and unrighteousness. Ask God by His Holy Spirit to give you a spirit of discernment between good and bad, good and evil, truth and a lie, truth and deception, truth and error. Ask God to give you that by His Holy Spirit. You see, it's the very moment that you begin to walk away from the Spirit's leading via the Word of God, that you begin to be drawn in by the power of the flesh. And then you'll be one of those that'll say former fundy or some other very intelligent phraseology that one day at the judgment seat, if you're saved, will just make you totally ashamed. And I hope that if you're there right now, that you will break from that and get your heart right with God. External rules are for people who break the law. Moral laws were given for people who walk in the flesh, since they are without Christ or have slid back from walking according to the truth. For this reason, Christians live morally pure in the New Testament Christianity as Israel lived after receiving the law. By the Spirit of God, Christians abstain from all appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Then they walk in the Spirit. Standards then are not, and I say this again, standards are not a ball and chain. Rather, they are an opportunity to demonstrate your love and commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. As verse 13 shows, liberty works by love to serve others with a pure life. Don't use liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. There's a wedding ring. Do you look at the wedding ring as a ball and chain, or is it an emblem of love? Forsaking all others. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible stands. Bible.